I'd like to be your agent. But that's not why I'm really here. Oh? Norm is worried about you. He wants me to watch out for you.
Watch out for me?
Myron nodded. He thinks you're in danger. She set her jaw. I told him I didn't want to be watched. I know, Myron said. I'm supposed to be undercover.
Shh. So why are you telling me?
I'm not good with secrets. She nodded. And? And if I'm going to be your agent, I'm not sure it pays to start our relationship with a lie. She leaned back. What else did Norm tell you to do?
To turn on my charm.
She blinked at him.
Don't worry, Myron said. I took a solemn oath to only use it for good.
Lucky me. Brenda brought a long finger up to her face and tapped it against her chin a few times.
So, she said at last,
Norm thinks I need a babysitter.
Myron threw up his hands and did his best Norm impression.
Who said anything about a babysitter?
She smiled.
Okay, she said with a nod. I'll go along with this. If you don't do it, Norm might hire someone else who might not be so forthcoming. This way I know the score.
Makes sense, Myron said.
But there are conditions. I thought there might be. I do what I want, when I want. This isn't carte blanche to invade my privacy.
Of course.
If I tell you to get lost for a while, you ask how lost.
Right.
And no spying on me when I don't know about it, she continued.
Okay.
You keep out of my business,
agreed.
I stay out all night, you don't say a thing.
Not a thing.
If I choose to participate in an orgy with pygmies, you don't say a thing.
Can I at least watch? Myron asked.
That got a smile.